The story of Christmas actually begins way back in the beginning, after Adam and Eve sinned, eating of the tree God commanded them not to eat of. Adam thus brought sin and death into the human race. God promised to send a Savior who would defeat the devil and take away sin and death. Genesis 3:15, I will put enmity between you, Satan, and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. It shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. God repeated his promise many times and in many ways over the years. The nation Israel looked for the coming of the Messiah, the promised Savior King. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us, Isaiah 7:14. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, Galatians 4:4. And in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her, and said, Hail, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb, and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? The angel answered and said to her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Now Mary was not married, but she was engaged to a man named Joseph. When Joseph learned that Mary would have a child, he was not sure what to do. Maybe she was not the nice young woman he thought she was. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, you son of David, do not fear to take unto you Mary, your wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of by the Lord, by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not, till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.